Are you after a good laugh, whether you're exploring the dating world or looking for a fun weekday social event? Standout Comedy and Thursday Dating host some very exciting events. Reese from Standout Comedy and Mel from the Thursday Dating Show join me on 2SER Studios for a comedy crossover. Guys, thank you so much for coming into studio on a public holiday. No better way to spend it, am I right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us. That's exactly when I'd be here.
Yeah. Jinx.
Excited to be here. I was like, public holiday, get me in the studio.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you, guys. And Reese, you're the host of Standout Comedy Nights as well as Thursday Dating Shows. You're quite the busy guy. You essentially act as a real life matchmaker, taking the role quite seriously as you dress up as Cupid to these events. Does the pressure ever get to you?
Does the pressure ever get to me? Absolutely. Like, it just like get to me. I think behind the scenes, I'm always going through the motions, but I think it's always overcome with excitement. I think, especially the show has been going for nearly a year now, and I would say just the energy that goes behind it, of like the preparation, the behind the scenes of getting to know the contestants and where the show started to where it is now, it is the best it's ever been. And just like learning with like having the right questions, getting the audience involved, and just having as much fun of bringing the interaction in and getting everyone into the space as possible. Because with comedy, it's obviously just like the comedians on stage and we're here to laugh, whilst the dating show, I really try to create a picture that everyone is in it. And yeah, that includes where, I don't know if we've talked about it, but every audience member has a red and green flag. Mm-hmm. And that was an idea from my friend Pat Doherty, who was just like, he's like, get everyone in and have everyone an opinion. Because like, and so I get people to boo, cheer, go crazy for the answers that people say or the wildness. And then with the red and green flags, the whole point of that is to let the main contestant know how you feel about the contestants on stage, because the barrier in the middle, obviously there's no, you don't know what they look like. And so the audience are your friends, they're your co-hosts, they're the ones to help you make the right decision at the end of the show.
So to get this straight, you sort of have a barrier in between your contestant and then you've got some singles on the other side.
Exactly.
Who are sort of, I guess, they're fighting for the attention of the person who's on the other side.
Completely.
And you wave around the red and green flags. Is that sort of like red flag, green flag, like in a person?
I would say in a person, but it's more like, not in a person, I would say the, like, and that's what I love about the flags. It's like, it changes in the way for the moment of the momentum for the question, where it's like, usually it's a green flag, could be like, I agree with what this person's saying.
Yes, right.
Like a red flag, I disagree with this person's saying, but it's also the energy of like, we do a vibe check towards the end of the bracket where I get the contestants to put a blindfold on. And so only the main contestants can see. And then I mention every single contestant, and then in that moment, this is where the biggest moment for the crowd to help the main contestant. They go, I think we cheer for the person on stage because it's brave to be up there, but then behind the scenes we then give them a red or green flag if we think they're a good person, a good fit for the main contestant. Because again, it's like, not the things that we're saying, or not the people who we are, but, or like, we're just kind of judging the things in that moment. We're kind of it's being little angel judges, you know. It's good, you know, helping. Imagine being on a date and then turning to your left and then seeing 120 people watch and study. That's kind of the energy
so
that I'm
scary.
Going for.
It
some people switch though as well. Like when we went to the dating show, they'll go like green flag, red
that's
flag.
That's honestly my favorite thing, to be on stage. It's such a good point, Matt, where you literally see people halfway through a sentence being like red flag, and then they go, but then I like this, and they're like, I'm back on board. And it also just shows how switchable people are. I think it's so fun and very interactive, which is.
And Mel, you work closely with Reese on Thursday dating events. Do you enjoy sort of the mix of comedy and dating? Because dating can be quite awkward at times, but that's really part of the fun.
Yeah, I do think like dating IRL these days is very a mix of comedy and awkwardness in your real life, and hearing the stories that they've got going on stage and kind of hearing those real world experiences, and then seeing, you know, people throw up those red flags or the green flags when they're talking about what's going on in their life or answering like Reese's questions, it's quite funny to watch that happen. Mm. And, you know, you get up there and you kind of try to let go of all the awkwardness that you're feeling. And personally, I've been obviously watching the dating shows, and it's very funny to be an audience member and you're just sitting there with your, you know, friends, or you've come with your brother or whatever, and you're just kind of like seeing how you feel on the night. And like I said, you know, you do switch between the red and the green flag sometimes.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Some people have like an arc. You're like, I don't like this person. At the end of the show, you're like, this is my favorite person and I want the best for them.
Like they made one comment at the beginning and you're just kind of like, no, I don't vibe this guy or this girl or whatever. So you just go back later on and you're like, oh, actually, I did change my mind.
I remember seeing you in the front audience now. You're giving a lot of red flags. Didn't give those boys a chance.
I have very high standards.
You do.
And Reese, can you tell me a little bit more about standout comedy? You host weekly comedy shows at the Chippo Hotel where comedians can perform stand-up every Wednesday night.
I've been running standout for 7 years now, and it's I book five every Wednesday, Thursday. I book five pro comedians. I MC the show every time. I just host. I like to be the energy, the vibe that I want to create. And then I just talk shit, get to know the audience, and then I bring five pro comedians who I love, who I've seen, and I just like think so highly of. And then we have a little break, get a bit more drunk, and then I always book a headline act who does like a long, like 15 to 20 minutes, and the show on a high. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's just, and also just with the space as well, there's sunflowers everywhere and it's just very pretty and vibrant, and I love it because it just gives space for like, not just like when, yeah, where the comedian's got a hotter and darker take. It's kind of go back to like, hey, this is jokes. But it's also nice to have that environment that's so welcoming and warm that when there's moments like of hilarious darkness, you're like, who cares? We're just in a basement full of sunflowers with our friends. Let's lean in. And yeah, it's very fun. So I've been doing, and very much with the dating show. I love it so much and I'm so glad I get to do this full time.
And looking ahead, you've got a big night coming up this Thursday, October 9th at the Greenwood Hotel in North Sydney. It's the Pitch Yourself Dating Show event. Mm. What can people expect?
So basically the concepts kind of come from America, where you've seen all these people and they've got a big Microsoft presentation up on a screen and they're presenting their friend. Their friend is like their Roman Empire. They're like, these are all the things about them. You get to laugh at them a little bit. You get to, you know, say the best things about them. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're going to have on Thursday night. We're going to have obviously John hosting. Mm. And then everyone's going to get up there and do their little presentations. Their friend's going to be in the audience. Then you've got a bit of time to mingle before and after the show as well, because that's a big part of the Thursday dating events. You have that activity that's like planned on the night, and then you also have that time to engage and get to know these people, because that's the whole concept of Thursday is met at a bar, like it's just a bar. You come here to this space where you know everyone is single, mm-hmm. and you engage with them, but we usually give them a little activity to like warm up, a little icebreaker. So that's kind of the expectation. Yeah.
And especially John as well, who's going to be hosting, is one of my favorite MCs. He just holds the space really well. He's really vibrant and just, yeah, very engaging. And I think, as Mel said, just what the direction that Thursday's dating is going is kind of getting away from like what we're doing with like a big event. They're doing just like a smaller, niche, very fun novelty thing. And as Mel said, just kind of just break the ice and bring people who are single together. Because I think hilariously with the dating show that I'm doing right now, it's like more reality TV energy, where we have a lot of friends, a lot of couples, a lot of people getting off the couch and coming to a live show. And then we've got very sweet people from Thursdays who are looking for love. And they're like, I'm like, man, people are like, where everyone's coupled up. I'm like, you got to go to the Thursdays event down the road where everyone's single and mingling and making out and doing silly. The energy, I've seen some of the shows. The energy is great. It's so, and I think what you guys are doing is so fantastic, just to get away from the apps.
Yeah.
And just that. And more like you bring people together, but also there's that energy of still intent where you can take a swing and feel that nervousness of just going, I'm going to talk to someone. This is crazy. I know. I just love it. I think it's so good.
Okay. And finally, if people are keen to attend these events or even pitch themselves to find the perfect match, where can people follow you? Reese?
It's Standout Comedy on Instagram. And yeah, that's me.
And Mel?
So for us, it's Thursday.Sydney because we're actually in 75 countries over the world. So you need to put the Sydney at the end of it because otherwise you're going to end up following some random
country. 75 countries.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
I'm in Chippendale, goddamn.
Chippendale at the Chippo Hotel.
And I still can't find me, goddamn.
You'll see Reese's face in a little sunflower and you'll be like, ah, okay, that's the show.
I love it. And so whether you're looking for laughs, love, or just a good night out, standout comedy and Thursday dating events are definitely worth checking out. If you're keen to get involved as an audience member, even up on stage, head to their socials to find out more. Who knows? You might find your perfect match there, or at least get a great story out of it. Reese and Mel, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.